Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion your life starts now. Welcome back to Champion Your Life. It's great to be with you all again, working towards our emotional well-being during these uncertain times. I'm glad you are here. So today we're going to talk about anxiety and fear. Yeah, light topics. But all joking aside, so many of us are experiencing so much of that right now. So in our conversation today, I want to talk about these emotions so that you will be able to experience them in a more useful way so that they're not so overwhelming. First off, I just want to say we all experience fear and anxiety. Those two emotions, I like to say that they are like first cousins, and experiencing them both together is part of the human condition. And we sometimes experience a lot more of it because of what is going on in our lives, as well as what is going on in our ever-changing world. And there's been such a myriad of different challenges happening out there that have been triggering fear and anxiety in so many people. And sometimes it's interesting. We can't even quite name it. We can't name exactly what we're feeling. And when I've been coaching my clients, often they come to me thinking that they're just angry and frustrated. But when we really boil it down, what I see is fear, uncertainty, and anxiety. And it's interesting how fear and anxiety can be expressed in so many ways. I mean, it can come across as quite aggressive or very blaming, controlling, even reactive. And it's interesting. Scared people don't act scared usually. They typically act a little bit off, a little crazy. They act a little bit more controlling. Another response I often see when people are suffering from fear and anxiety is sometimes they choose to just kind of shut down and hide. And then there are those out in the world who just avoid and deny. That one's big too. They pretend it's not happening. I mean, you know, they're super strong. They say, hey, I got this. I'm fine. But meanwhile, there's this churning volcano inside that, of course, can lead to all kinds of careless behavior. But what I want you to do right now is I want you to think for a moment just about your own life, your own relationships. Are you hiding? Or are you trying to manipulate circumstances or control the other people in your life due to your fear and anxiety? You see, we have to ask ourselves, is there a fear lurking inside that we need to address? What are you afraid of? And we really need to get good at asking ourselves this particular question. And also on a side note, it is important for you to understand that others might be trying to control you out of their own fear and anxiety, because, you know, so much of this is happening in the world. And it's important for you to reflect and be aware that this could be happening to you as well. But it's interesting. When we start to pay attention, when we start to become aware of what is actually setting us off or setting others off, you'll begin to see that even little things that shouldn't be a big deal become huge in our lives. And generally because we're not digging deep enough to go into that underlying fear, the root fear. Do you all remember that podcast that I did on emotions where I talked about the visual of trying to hold the beach ball under the water? We're just constantly trying to, you know, push it down, much like we do our emotions. We push them down, especially the ones that we're hiding from, but they'll eventually pop back up, right? Just like the beach ball. And usually at the most inopportune moments. Fear and anxiety, it can also manifest by completely immobilizing us. And then we just stop dead in our tracks and we obsess over whatever it is that's scaring us. And for some of you, well, this might look like watching the news, for example. Oof, that alone will do it to anybody. For some of you, it could be finances or sending your child back to college or bringing a child into the world. It could be the wildly erratic weather we've been experiencing. We actually have one going on out here right now. We have Ida coming up the coast. It might be fear of illness for you or those you love, whatever it is that you're afraid of. I mean, let's face it, there has been a lot going on. But here's the thing. When we keep reading the same articles and getting the same information daily from our favorite news source, it almost becomes like this weird fear fix. We almost want to keep reading and watching it over and over to prove to ourselves that our fear and anxiety are valid. But what does this really accomplish? It just compounds the whole thing, right? Our obsession with it creates this thought cycle in our minds. It just plays over and over on a loop. So if any of this is resonating so far, then this is the podcast for you, because I believe today it's going to be helpful for you to understand how to process your own fear and anxiety. So we're going to get going and I'm going to break it down for you. So strategy number one, the first step is always awareness. Awareness and acknowledgement of why the fear and anxiety is even there. And it's so important to process these emotions compassionately, though. I do not want you to beat yourself up. Just acknowledge them. No self-bullying allowed, right? Many well-meaning people will say to you, oh, come on, lighten up. You're fine. Get a hold of yourself. It's not that big a deal. We can't control what others will say to us, but it's so important that you listen to yourself and treat yourself with the same compassion that you would give a dear friend. Even if your fear is totally irrational, I want you to hear yourself out. Because once we process our fear and anxiety, then we can use that energy in a way that's going to serve us. We'll give that nervous, anxious, fearful energy a job. It's important, though, to remember that our mind is what creates the fear, not our circumstances. And I know this is a hard one for many people to absorb. And if you were here right now with me, you'd probably go at it with me. But believe it or not, without our minds, there is no fear. We really have to pay attention to what's going on in our brains so that we can take a look at the thoughts that we are creating that are causing the fear and anxiety. And one of the ways that I do this that I want to share with you, it's really simple. I just sit down with myself and I say, I'm scared. And it's okay. This is just part of the 50-50 of life. And in doing this, you begin to practice awareness and self-compassion. And again, I just want to remind you that being scared or fearful or full of anxiety is just part of the human experience. Strategy number two, we've named it, we're aware of it, we've even acknowledged it. Now we're going to sit with these emotions. And so what does that mean? What it really looks like for me is I kind of breathe it in and I allow it to just vibrate within my body. And For some people, this will immediately bring on tears. And I just want to say, let them rip. They're sacred. You might find yourself a little shaky or trembling. And yet for others, it's going to be a lot more subtle. It could feel like probably breathing faster or the mind beginning to race. It really is different for everybody. But we want to process our fear and anxiety and allow it to just be there. And you might be thinking right now, Leanne, really? Why in the world would I want to do that? Because that's when we begin to get some relief. Because this is when we begin to recognize it for what it is. You know that old saying, facing your fears? It's famous for a reason. It's powerful. There is just tremendous relief in just the acknowledgement of our fears. And most of us humans have this desire to deny and resist our emotions. It's almost as if it like catches in our throat or our stomach, and we do our level best to ignore it. We often decide to downplay it, which truly only extends our misery. But what I want you to do instead is just to go into the fear. I want you to just welcome the anxiety. And I know it sounds counterintuitive for sure, but just, I want you to allow it to be there. Remind yourself that you're just a human being with a human brain experiencing an emotion. Okay, strategy number three. Once you've opened yourself up to it, you've opened the doors to allow the fear and anxiety, and you're being compassionate with yourself, then I want you to ask yourself this question. What are the three main thoughts that are scaring you? What are the three main thoughts that are scaring you? And the way I do this for myself is I will sit down, take a deep breath, and I say to myself, hey, what's the matter, love? Truly, what's up? And then I just let it rip. I just start talking to God. And before I know it, I'm telling him all the things. Oh my gosh, I'm scared of this and this and this and this. And even if it sounds ridiculous when I say it, I honor it. I really, really listen to myself. I do not dismiss it. And I don't put myself down for anything that comes up. And this is what I want you to try as well. You can say it out loud, but I would really like you to write it down, the three thoughts that are scaring you, because it's so powerful to put it on paper and gain that clarity. For example, I'm scared of getting sick, or my family getting sick. That's the obvious one. Or losing my house, my apartment. I'm scared of losing my job. I'm really scared of this ever-changing world. Things are getting crazy. Whatever it is that you're afraid of, I want you to write it down. Don't dismiss it. Honor it. I really want you to listen to your own thoughts. Strategy number four, the next thing I do is I separate the circumstances of what is going on from my thoughts. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we think that we're afraid of something happening in the world that we simply can't control, like the hurricanes going on right now. But when we recognize, yes, there are hurricanes, and then there are our thoughts about the hurricanes, and those are two separate things, right? And once you understand that difference, that alone brings tremendous sense of relief. Like a more everyday example might be your job, which would be the circumstance, and then your thoughts about your job. Can you see two separate things, right? When you see the separation between your thoughts and your circumstances, then you can recognize that, oh, wow, there's actually a little bit of this that I can control. And that is what you are choosing to think. We can't control those hurricanes, but we can control our thoughts about the hurricanes, right? All right, strategy number five. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to look at your thoughts and ask yourself, where am I using my very creative imagination to scare myself to death? Truly. We all do this, so stay with me here. Is there something that I'm imagining happening that hasn't happened, that most likely won't happen, but has taken up a tremendous amount of my brain power? I call these the what-if thoughts. And it's really interesting to note that the what-if thoughts are really generally scary and all over the map. For example, oh, what if I fail the exam? What if my doctor tells me something I don't want to hear? What if my dog runs into the street? What if I can't get my business off the ground? What if I get fired? You know what I mean here? The what ifs are such a poor use of our brains. They can really take us out of the game. We are going to take a quick break here. If you have any what if thoughts, please do share. Put them in the chat box. I'd love to hear how creative your thought life is. You've been listening to Champion Your Life. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Live on Transformation Talk Radio, and we've been talking about what if thoughts and really how unhelpful they really are. And I love you guys because I see one or two what ifs that came in the chat box. What if I blow my presentation? Well, that is an unhelpful what if thought for sure. Not one that really serves you, right? As you prepare for your presentation, ooh, I have an idea. If you have a moment to send back in another thought that you would choose to help you ace that presentation, I'd love to see that. What if my parents run out of money? Yeah, that's a big one. I think that actually, I think that one's going to make the cut for your top three scary thoughts. That's, I mean, real and valid fear to process through. You reach out if you need help on that one. Remember, we are not trying to eliminate fear and worry altogether. This will never happen. We're just learning to understand our fear and anxiety. We are processing them, we're naming them, but we're also letting go of all the unnecessary what ifs because they're just not helpful, are they? And when you learn to allow for the fear and anxiety, it really is interesting. It gets taken down a couple notches because really what we fear so much is the fear itself, right? We humans are so afraid of our own fear, our own thoughts, our own emotions. But when we can get to the place where we understand that we, in fact, are the ones creating our own panic, in comes the relief. It's that aha of wait, what am I doing here? I can survive this emotion. I can process this through. All right. And strategy number six, this is the final strategy, and it's practicing peace and being in the present moment. And this is where we learn that we can allow it to coexist with your fear and anxiety. And the best way to do this is to practice being present. And I know you probably heard this term before, but what I really want to ask you, have you ever truly tried it? When I'm practicing being in the present moment, I will say thoughts like, oh, the sun's out. I'm sitting here in my backyard with my puppy. All is well. I can handle this moment. Actually, I am handling this moment. I'm very healthy right now. I'm grateful right now. Thank you, God, for this moment. I'm strong. I am capable. And then I'll add, I know I've been fearful but it's okay. I know it's just an emotion that I'm experiencing and I am okay. This too shall pass. And this process brings me back to the present moment. And I've also ironically practiced gratitude while doing it. Now, this may sound simplistic to you, but what I want you to understand is this practice disrupts all the unnecessary what ifs because your mind stops spinning and you truly are in the present moment. These practices have been around for centuries and we need to keep them alive. We need to practice being in the present moment. We need to acknowledge what we are grateful for. And it really is a practice. We need prayer and meditation. And so many people are afraid to try this or take the time because you know what? My goodness, you might have to actually sit down and turn off that phone. And that's actually really hard to do these days, I know. But when you do it and you keep at it, you will see the benefits. And they are powerful ones. And I want you to notice that those thoughts didn't require me to eliminate my fear and anxiety. They truly can coexist. And once you go through this process that I'm teaching, awareness, processing and naming the fear, getting rid of all the what ifs, finding the present moment, practicing gratitude, you might notice that you actually have this extra energy. It's the same kind of energy that animals shake off after they've been chased. I noticed that I had so much of that energy after I gave birth to my three boys. It's that energy, that adrenaline that an animal has when it's being chased, right, by a predator. We aren't being chased by predators necessarily, but in our mind, we have thoughts like that. Our thoughts really can't be like predators, can't they? So this extra energy that you're going to have, it may still feel a little bit like anxiety. It can also feel like unused adrenaline. And one of the best things that I recommend for my coaching clients is to harness that energy, harness it in to create something good, produce something, grow something, write something, make something, learn something. I want you to channel that energy into something good. Now, I want to be real with you all. I have actually experienced waking up being anxious most of my life. It was probably because I was a young empath who wanted everybody in my world to just get along. I thought on that. This is not a very good thought, but I thought it was my job. But we all know that's not how life works, don't we? And it really wasn't until the last 10 years that I could even see it and then admit it. But I also believe that it's biological and genetic. But that anxiety I've felt, it's interesting. It's almost like this underlying hum in my life. And sometimes, woof, it can feel like a roar. But frankly, I've gotten used to it. And I've had to learn how to take that anxious energy, process it, name it, and give it a job. I've learned to put it to work. That energy actually can help me get some things done. And I'm not saying this doesn't require focus. It really does, because you're going to have to channel that focus, because our human tendency is always to pay attention to whatever is upsetting us. You know, what's going on with the fires out west? What are the recent stats in the Times? Is there really another hurricane coming? Our tendency is to fill our brain with more information that brings on the anxiety and fear. Although I do believe it's wise to stay informed and know what's going on. It is an interesting balance, isn't it? One that we need to stay aware of. The question then becomes, how can I take this extra anxious energy and help? How can I serve? How can I grow? How can I be useful, make it useful instead of just being upset and in despair about the state of the world? When we focus on what we do want, we create motivation, contribution, energy, well-being, and the thing that's needed most in the world right now, connection and love. So what is making you afraid? And what does it make you want instead? This is a beautiful question to ask yourself. Can you take that fear and anxiety and transform it into possibility. I want to recap here and quickly go down the list of strategies that I laid out for you when you're confronting fear and anxiety. And my producer, Jacob, is really sweet. He's helping me with some slides. Strategy number one, awareness and acknowledgement of what you are feeling. And remember, I want you to do this compassionately. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge the emotions. No self-bullying allowed. Strategy number two, process your fear, sit with it, allow for it. When we process our fear and anxiety, then we can use that energy in a way that's going to serve us. We're going to give that nervous, anxious energy a job. Strategy three, write down the three things that you are scared of. Do you remember the way I did this for myself was to ask the questions, what are you scared of, love? What's up? Remember, no judgment of self. I just want you to get clear on what's coming up for you. And then strategy four, separate your thoughts from the circumstances. Do you remember the example of the hurricanes? There are hurricanes, yes, and there are our thoughts about the hurricanes, and those are two entirely separate things. And once you understand that difference, that alone brings relief. Strategy number five, letting go of all the what-if thoughts. Remember the thoughts where we are using our imagination to scare ourselves to death? All the scenarios that haven't ever even happened yet, we're going to consciously let those go. Strategy six, practice peace and being in the present moment. There are many ways to do this, prayer, meditation, yoga, but practicing present in the moment with thoughts like, all is well now, I can handle this moment, I am handling this moment, and thank you, God, that I'm strong and capable. You know, it's interesting, often I will hear my clients say that they are waiting for all the scary things to be over with before they engage in their dreams. They claim that once all the scary things are over, then, and only then will they get to the business of their lives. But I want to say that scary things are never going away. They are part of this human experience. I do, however, want to acknowledge that things are intensified right now. There's a lot of very intensified things going on in the world at the same time. No denying that. But we all have a choice, don't we? We can see this time in our lives as an opportunity to either curl up in a ball and hide, or this can be your opportunity to learn how to process your fear and anxiety and create something amazing. Reach out if you need help in processing any of this. You have been listening to Champion Your Life. For more information, please check out my website at leannechampioncoaching.com. Leave me a message if you want a copy of the strategies. I'm happy to send them to you. A quick shout out to my new producer, Jacob, and my team, Terry and Courtney. I appreciate you all. Until next time, Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.